Blade kept an eye on the people around Quinn. They were attending a house party at the home of one of Hong Kong's premier businessmen. His rooftop apartment was even more spectacular than Hunter Halliday's, complete with a pool and grass and a band. Waiters circulated between the guests, offering trays of appetizers and glasses of wine and champagne. Hunter held court with a group over in one corner of the yard, smoking cigars and howling with laughter. Quinn was with a different group. She didn't talk much, but she stood politely and nodded, adding to the conversation when required. Blade stayed behind her, just within reach, not saying a word, not drinking alcohol or eating any of the food. Instead, he sized people up, watched those who stared at Quinn until they caught him looking and turned away. He hadn't had a moment alone with her yet, and he wasn't trying to get one. It would happen naturally, and he'd let her lead the conversation when it did. He knew she'd recognized him, no matter that she'd played it cool. He was curious about that coolness, about why she hadn't admitted she knew him. It should be a harmless thing to do, and yet it clearly wasn't. Still didn't mean she wasn't guilty of being involved in Hunter's dirty deals. She might know all about them, even if she wasn't actively a part of it. The ride over here had been interesting. Hunter was already in the rolls when Quinn and Blade walked out of the building. Blade held the door for her, and she climbed into the car. He'd gotten into the front with the chauffeur, and they'd glided away from the building. Hunter made phone calls and talked the entire way. Quinn didn't say a word, and Hunter didn't talk to her. When they arrived at the venue, Hunter left her in the car. Blade was the one who waited for her. The chauffeur held the door but didn't offer a hand. Blade did. She took it, her fingers closing into his palm, an electrical sizzle skimming through his veins at that slight touch. It surprised him more than anything. If she felt it too, she didn't give it away by word or look. She simply emerged from the car, one creamy leg after the other, then stood and straightened her dress before walking after her husband. Now she excused herself from the others and turned to give him a look.
"I have to go to the restroom," she said in her soft British accent. "Are you following me there too?"
"Yes, Mrs. Halliday. Those are my orders." Her mouth tightened at the corners. God, he couldn't get over how she'd changed. She was still Quinn, still the girl with the pretty green eyes and the long russet hair, but she wasn't the Quinn he'd known. Her face was thin, her features were well-defined, her eyes were no longer lost in her face. They were prominent, as were her cheekbones and her nose and chin.
"Then I guess we'd better go."
She spun on her heel and marched into the apartment, heading straight for the restroom. The door was locked when she got there, and she halted, squaring her shoulders before turning to face him again. There was no one else waiting to use the facilities, and they were far enough away from the other guests to finally be alone. Sort of. Blade gazed down at her, studying her. "You look good, Quinn," he said softly. Her brows drew low, and she dropped her lashes.
"You might have known if you hadn't disappeared on me. What's it been? 8 years?
"Yeah." Her gaze speared into him, eyes blazing.
"You dropped off the face of the earth. But we weren't really friends, were we? I was just some fat girl you felt sorry for when we were in high school."
Guilt pricked him. "I was your friend. Life just got in the way after high school. I joined the Navy, and I didn't have a lot of time for texting or posting updates on social media." That was an understatement. Not that he had time for it now, either. Social media was not only a time suck, it was also pretty dangerous considering what he did. So he avoided it.
"Why are you here now? How did Hunter find you?"
"I'm in private security. He contacted my boss. This is a coincidence." She was frowning hard.
"He doesn't know that you know me?"
"No."
"Then don't tell him. Whatever you do, don't tell him. He won't like it."
Blade wanted to punch Hunter Halliday square in the mouth. "I'm not afraid of him." Her lip trembled and a stone formed in his gut.
"You should be, Adam. Hunter is not a nice man, and if he has any idea that you were once important to me, well, it won't be pretty."